This is Davinston.
Right, last segment of the show before we do the bonus segment of the show.
the almost last.
They're almost there.
Until we get to the penultimate part of
the show. Before the afterbirth of the show.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yikes.
That's what I'm going to call it from now on. The post show is the afterbirth.
Oh, my God.
What? The afterbirth show.
I said it was the placenta party.
Yeah.
I like afterbirth better. It's all good stuff. All right, we'll do some scam busters with Anne. Jackson. There we go. Got that playing. Is everything working? All right. So, Scam Busters. Anne Jackson is a woman that was supposed to be an expert. People looked to her as an expert in fighting scammers. Unfortunately, she was a woman who'd been scammed herself. And then she got she fell in with a bunch of scammers that were trying to scam her again. And she was trying to pursue the money that she lost, called a reload scam. And she sent other victims to these reload scammers. So they all lost a lot of money. So people didn't know if Anne was in cahoots with the scammers or if she was just confused. So we've been figuring it out, and we think she's bonkers.
Yes.
Oh, she had her goddamn mind.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So
oh,
yes. She tried. I genuinely think she tried to help people. She's just not very good at this.
No.
And she's stubborn.
I don't think she's very good at life.
Well.
Yeah. I don't
she's
think
stubborn
she
and possibly
well.
Mentally ill. Joe and I will not make fun of the mentally ill. We'll leave that to Pip.
Yes.
You know.
Because
she can, because she is mentally ill. That's It'd be wrong if Joe and I did it.
It's my people.
Exactly.
It's like that coach thought it was okay to use the N-word
exactly.
in Chance because he was
right.
with all African-American guys and he was an African-American himself. I'm allowed to say crazy hoo-ha.
Right.
Crazy hoo-ha.
I don't know.
What's that, a vagina that just won't stop?
Yes.
A crazy hoo-ha.
That's
it thinks it's a mouth.
If only. Unless it started like, nagging. Why don't you take out the trash? What, two of you now?
Yeah, really?
I get it from the top and the bottom.
Yeah,
damn.
Right.
I only got one cock. I don't know which one to make you shut up.
I hear the truck now. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
They have to start having a conversation about you.
He's an he never fucking listens.
He thinks his dick big. It's not. We know.
He puts his mouth on you more.
I don't know what's talking. Just
his
now.
Breath stinks. No, mine's not so hot either. But
yeah, I can't really say.
Oh my god!
Good thing the vaginas do not get speaking parts.
Oh yeah.
Well,
this here like critiquing you. Is that all you got?
Oh god! Oh,
think about it. If there's a hat on top too. Oh, three of them talking at me.
Oh, you're making love to me. You're kissing Nana. Let's go. Get a step in.
Kissing Nana.
Yeah.
Would make it roll up like a party horn, as you would say.
Yeah.
I mean, Nana was fine, but still.
Nana was a good kisser.
All right, Pip, what are our topics?
As we move on,
how good of a kisser is Nana? No. I'm sorry. I'll skip past that. Yeah. Mr. Davin. Second topic is James Miller. Third topic is mafias.
So does James H. Miller count or just James Miller?
Either one. Any mention of James Miller. James H. Miller, James Miller.
All right. I am going with five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to go with five James H. Millers or James Millers.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with four mafias.
Four mafias. Okay. I'm going to say seven Mr. Davins. I'm going to go with four James Millers and three mafias. And then Joe's girl should be jumping in at any moment, but we don't have to wait for that. We can jump ahead, and I'll take down the numbers.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, there's one.
How are you doing?
Well, fine, thank you.
Recently, I read the news. It was a good day. I do not think the scam hunters are really right. Of course you don't. These days, there are many scammers from China, Taiwan, staying in other countries like Indonesia, Malaysia, and Africa scamming victims. Please read the news. If the victims report their scams, I think the authorities are doing something. In 2012, Brown Cotton told
me
like this. I do not think Brown Cotton is fake. Of course you
don't. Oh, sure. Please read the news. Paper, mister? Yeah, sure, I'll take it. Scammers infiltrate Asia.
And now it's time for the news. Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Malaysia deported 20 Taiwanese criminal suspects to Taiwan on Friday despite Beijing's request that they be sent to China amid an ongoing battle over jurisdiction involving the South Ruled Island. A Malaysia official said another 32 Taiwanese suspects sought by China also be sent to Taiwan. A Taiwanese foreign ministry statement said the 20 suspects who were detained on suspicion of committing wire fraud had boarded a plane bound for Taiwan on Friday. Malaysian officials had delayed the flight, saying they were awaiting legal approval, but the Taiwanese foreign ministry said the plane was allowed to take off late Friday afternoon. Nobody likes a delayed plane.
No.
No.
Taiwan's statement Friday evening said its officials were actively engaged in talks to pressure Malaysia to allow another remaining 32 suspects to be deported to Taiwan for investigation. Late Friday, Malaysian government officials said the country has decided to send the suspects back to their respective countries to be dealt with accordingly. The official spoke on condition of anonymity. Got it right that time. Yeah. Because he wasn't authorized to speak to the media. The latest battle over Taiwanese deportations came after Kenya sent 45 Taiwanese suspects to China instead of Taiwan. Beijing wants to investigate them for defrauding victims in China by posing as police officers and insurance agents over the phone in order to obtain bank details.
Mm.
China claims jurisdiction in such cases where the victims are Chinese, have dirty knees, and say, look at these, and say the perpetrators aren't given due punishment when they return to Taiwan. The Malaysian official said a total of 124 foreigners. One was Lou Reed. I got the wrong Reed.
Yeah. Lou Reed?
Lou Graham.
Lou Graham.
Lou Graham.
Lou Graham?
For foreigner.
For foreigner.
Huddle.
Would have been better if I didn't fuck it up.
Yeah, and have an explanation and a synopsis on it.
Felt like one of your bits. Sorry.
Really? Is it?
It is.
See? Oh, your feelings are hurt. I'm sorry.
No.
Read the story.
Well, we can have you try to read it, but we don't have that type of time. 68 from China and 52 from Taiwan were detained last month in connection with a scam. He said two masterminds from China were deported April 13th. Just once I'd like to be called a mastermind.
Wait, two masterminds were deported. Brown Cotton and James H. Miller.
No, you can't give yourself a point by making shit up.
I'm not. I'm not.
The unicorn helped.
What? Thank you.
China then requested for all the remaining 118 to be sent to the mainland on grounds that the scam involved 600 victims in China, the official said.
China.
The official said China reiterated its request to Malaysia on Friday after the 20 Taiwanese were deported to Taiwan, but he said Malaysia, which has no extradition treaty with China or Taiwan, is not obliged according to Beijing's request. So we're having a turf war over scammers. Here's another fucking story she gives me. Police in the UK, or the UK, as they like to call it.
UK.
In coordination.
Today in the UK. That's UK, you asshole.
No, it's UK, not you asshole. In coordination with the FBI. In the FBI, we have reportedly arrested a teenager alleged to be the leader of the hacktivist group Crackers with Attitude. That's real.
Oh, man.
The worst rap music you'll ever hear.
Yeah, really?
All out of rhythm.
Motherboard reports the group took credit for compromising CIA Director John Brennan's personal email account, as well as accessing accounts associated with James Clapper, the Director of National Intelligence. This is obviously from a few years ago. The police agency, the Southeast Regional Organized Crime Unit, wouldn't confirm the name of the 16-year-old or whether the arrest was made over specific incidents. Subject, I do not think Brown Cotton is fake.
Jesus Christ.
And then she sends me a story. Drydex activity had fallen off in September, but the malware has seen a resurgence, security researchers said. UK and US law enforcement agencies are now working to sinkhole or stop infected computers from communicating with criminals that control them. Okay, Uche was just telling us.
Right.
Sinkhole, that's an interesting word for...
That's I called an ex-girlfriend.
What they did.
Are you shaking your head? You didn't know her.
She was.
Yeah. This is a particularly virulent form of malware, and we have been working with our international law enforcement partners, as well as key partners from industry, to mitigate the damage it causes. Our investigation is ongoing. We expect further arrests to be made. Mike Hewlett, head of operations at the NCA, National Cyber Crime Unit, said in a press release. Security experts warned that Drydex allows hackers to not only steal financial information, but also personal information, which can be sold to criminals online.
Mm.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, too.
Dose.
This is not a romance scam, but hacking. Thanks, Anne. When doing research before, I did find they were gangs, hackers, and this is how victims cannot find them.
What? Oh, what? This is how they can't find them?
I guess.
Okay.
They're the ones dancing in the street. With a snap in their fingers. That's how you can tell it's a gang.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, are they sharks or jets?
It's not the jets. They can't complete the job. Although they did this week.
Yeah.
It was a good week.
Close at the end.
Of course. It's the jets.
Yeah.
We need law enforcement. I do believe that FBI can arrest criminals around the world. Brown Cotton is real. Yeah, when you shit yourself.
Is that two ply?
I ain't using a rag.
Yeah, please don't use the community the family towel.
Here is the news. More than 1.5 million Verizon Enterprise customers had their contact information leaked on the Underground Cybercrime Forum this week, according to cybersecurity blogger Brian Krebs. Hi, Mr. Davin.
Well, that's three. Who's hi, Mr. Davin?
Sorry.
He's bored whenever he hears your name.
Law enforcement. This international law enforcement, Interpol, should get involved in this case. They should offer the evidence and send to Taiwan. Taiwan's executive Yuan spokesman. Here we go. We ain't seen nothing yet. Sun Li Xian.
Strap in, kids.
Told Reuters there was no legal reason to detain them. The evidence is not with us. Is it China? He said, noting that Taipei has been talking to Chinese counterparts on the matter so investigations can begin on the self-ruled island. The decision was not welcome by China. By releasing the suspects, Taiwan authorities disregard that we have a new one. This disregarded many victims' interests and harmed them a second time. It also harmed the two sides' cooperation in jointly cracking down on crimes. State-run Xinhua quoted Ann Fengensan, the Chinese State Council's Taiwan Affairs Office spokesman, as saying.
Where's Dr. Wa Wing Chow in all of this?
He's waiting on the sidelines. Yeah. Taiwan should give the suspects the punishment they deserve. And was quoted by the news agency as saying, in a statement issued Saturday, Taiwan's cabinet said, I like when the cabinets talk, said the government would not shield people suspected of crime and that it instructed the Ministry of Justice to gather information for investigation. Taiwan's Justice Ministry sent a formal letter requesting China's Public Security Bureau to provide information on the crime once it knew the 20 suspected Taiwanese were returning to Taiwan from Malaysia, the statement said. Separately, Taiwan has objected to the forcible deportation of more than 40 Taiwanese people to China from Kenya, also on the suspicion of telecom fraud. China's Ministry of Public Security says Taiwanese people have been heavily involved in telecom fraud in China, and it caused huge losses, with some victims killing themselves.
Right. Well, she was saying that she felt suicidal sometimes.
Yeah.
Taiwanese criminals have been falsely presenting themselves as law enforcement officers to extort money from people on the Chinese mainland through telephone calls, it is said.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Mr. Davin!
Oh, wait, four.
Quattro.
You deny my theory, but what I said is true. So true.
All of a sudden she's hi, Mr. Davin?
I deserve hi, Mr. Davin.
That's right.
You know.
Being very cordial.
We're informal.
Yeah, I guess.
See the true case. The courts will freeze the treasury. You can see this, and others are similar. Al Jaber, not Al Jabbar.
I was like, does she mean Al Jabbar?
No, it's Jaber.
Wasn't it?
This is another story. Purportedly informed the lawmakers during a trip to Washington that Saudi Arabia would be forced to sell as much as $750 billion in treasury securities and other American financial assets on the world market, fearing the legislation could become law and U.S. courts would then freeze the assets. The revelations about the Saudis' ultimatum came several days after reports that President Obama will soon decide whether to declassify 28 pages of sealed documents suspected of showing a Saudi connection to the deadly 9/11 terror attacks. Former Florida Democratic Senator Bob Graham told Fox News on Tuesday that the White House told him a decision whether to declassify the documents would be made within 60 days. I don't really know why that's in here.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the connection is. She's been trying to connect the money to terrorism, and so the Saudis being involved in 9/11 is the terrorism.
Oh, okay. There you go. Good job. Let's see. Here's another story. The latest case began in Malaysia, which last month arrested 119 people suspected from being involved in a number of telephone scams. Just over half the suspects were from China.
China.
And more than 50 were from Taiwan. China's Xinhua state news agency said the fraudsters pretend to be law. This is the same fucking story. I'm not going to read it again.
She
keep on showing the same fucking stories.
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Davin.
Oh, my God. That's five.
You can see the international scam case. In fact, FBI or other law enforcement agencies must bring criminals to court. Deportation on board, their country court, or the lawsuit cases in other countries. It depends. I really do not understand the situation well. No, you don't.
This is news to
never
you,
never a
honey?
Truer statement.
What I found is that this is a criminal case. China makes it into a political issue. China stepped up its war of words with Taiwan on Monday after Taipei freed 20 suspects in a telecom fraud case linked with China's state media, according to Taiwan, of tolerating crime and being taken hostage by anti-Chinese forces. Malaysia had deported the 20 people who were part of a group of 53 Taiwanese and arrested in March on suspicion of fraud. But the release has prompted anger from Beijing. Taiwan, for its part, has been infuriated by the forcible deportation of more than 40 Taiwanese people to China from Kenya, also on suspicion of telecom fraud. China says they are wanted for crimes committed against people of China. All right, it's more fucking turf wars.
Wait a second. What, so Taiwanese people are sitting in Kenya doing
scamming? Yeah, and then they get deported to China because the victims were in China.
Oh, I see.
More groups of Taiwanese are operating in Egypt and Indonesia, says Chen Wenxi with the Justice Ministry's International Mainland China Law Department. Western democratic politics can easily provide a hotbed for radicalism and extremism. No. Taiwan and Hong Kong both have demonstrated this tendency, the paper added, referring to recent protests in the former British colony. And then she writes, China has scandals. China is not a democratic country. See Panama Papers. No, you're right, woman.
Yeah.
An exclusive interview Tuesday from Munich, Birkenfeld, not to be confused with Birkenstock, said he doesn't think the source of the 11 million documents stolen from the Panamanian law firm should automatically be considered a whistleblower like himself. Instead, he said the hacking of the Panama City-based firm called Mossack Fonseca could have been done by a U.S. intelligence agency. The CIA, I'm sure, is behind this, in my opinion, Birkenfeld said. Birkenfeld points to the fact that the political uproar created by this. Mr. Davin!
Oh, six.
Interpol is also tracing these cases. Deportation and their arrival. Facing intense public pressure, Taiwanese managed to subsequently convince Malaysia to deport a separate group of Taiwanese criminal suspects to Taiwan, despite Beijing's request that China be that they be sent to China with no arrest warrants issued against them. Taiwanese police had no choice but to release the group after their arrival, prompting outrage. So it was basically a turf war.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that was. May 7, 2016. Mr. Davin!
Oh, seven.
After reading this article, I think the hackers are connected to IS. IS.
No!
Not the full team.
IS.
Oh, IS. Boy.
They need funds to buy weapons and offer the money to the fighters. May 25th, 2016. Mr. Davin!
Oh,
seven.
Are you there? Eight. I got the email from Interpol. Truth. May 27th. I write, yes.
Yes!
May 28th, 2016. She sends me this email. This is from... claim to be the Interpol, US-Interpol@hotmail.com.
Oh, God.
You're not believing it.
Oh, God.
Okay. You really enjoyed that.
It's at hotmail.com. It's Interpol at hotmail.com.
You're suspicious.
Yeah, Skosh, yes.
Yeah, Skosh.
Subject, U.S. National Central Bureau, Interpol, Washington, U.S. Central Bureau, then there's a 484 number, Interpol HQ homepage, attention beneficiary.
Oh, that sounds optimistic.
This is to officially inform you as the new director to this great, spelled G-R-A-T-E. I guess we'll be doing something with cheese.
I was just going to say that.
This great department wish to notify you of your overdue fund that is with the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and the ongoing feud which has caused the reason why you haven't received your fund into your bank account, as your fund payment has been approved and legally authorized, to see the immediate release of your overdue fund to your customer. And upon release, we will provide you with three commas to make this fucking sense.
Yeah, really.
The Interpol have done every investigation about your due fund and found it to be legal and well authenticated by the authorized paying bank, but been delayed at the moment due to some reasons which the Federal Reserve Bank of New York has explained to us during our oral discussion at the headquarters today, comma. And we found it diplomacy, period.
We found it diplomacy.
We found it. You heard the man.
We found it.
However, comma. Well, they got some commas going now. Very
look
excited
at the filing.
Well, you yelled at them.
I did.
That worked.
However, we have gotten in touch with the World Bank auditors on overdue foreign debt settlement and confirmed that your due fund also has been registered completely with them. To this effect, you've been legally notarized as the legitimate beneficiary to the said overdue fund of $15 million U.S.
What? But she's not even close to that.
Yeah, but she's entitled to it.
Really? Okay.
It's from the Interpol. They know.
Oh, of course they do.
At hotmail.com.
that we have verified and is on the verge of being completed into your nominated bank account. I'm just happy to be nominated.
You see the bank up there? Well, I want to thank the scammers for letting me accept this fake money.
I know.
The bank goes on too long, so they start playing music.
Oh, yeah. It's like, just one more thing. I have to thank my agent.
The Federal Reserve Bank of New York, whom we checked on, and you should also know that they are rated among the highest bank in America. It is where the monetary policy of the United States is executed by trading dollars in the United States Treasury Securities, known to me, the bank has been assigned to ensure that they finalizes every necessities on you receiving your overdue fund in no time from the now. Otherwise, your fund would be confiscated in toto. I guess it's going to be in Africa.
I bet. I was just thinking, I bless the rains down in Africa.
It's rare Toto gets a mention in these.
I know, except if Judy Garland is involved.
Yes, as the law would permit. Period. Aww.
No, really take wandering. A breath.
We hold in high esteem that you should grant the bank the chance to complete this job, for the bank has assured us of being at the very best service to make sure you get your due fund as fast as possible before your final payment of the fiscal year 2016 closes. Also, we require from you henceforth is an update so as to enable us to be on track with you and the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. We have warned deterrent them to make sure your long overdue fund get to your custody before the end of the year 2016. Otherwise, the law of monetary policy will be acted upon the Federal Reserve Bank of New York for arbitrating the law, period.
For arbitrating the law.
Yes. Arbitrating the law.
No, that's, you know,
arbitration.
What?
For it's arbitration.
It sounds like a lot of legalese jumbo that just they don't know how to use.
And because they want to bamboozle these people.
Yeah, and it just.
They want to bamboozle her.
It doesn't make sense.
Pardon. Today, after our oral discussion.
Oh, hey. How do you like it?
Well, we tried it in our anal discussion. There were some complaints.
There were complaints.
Today, after our oral discussion with the Federal Reserve Bank of New York.
I'm sorry, the oral discussion.
They said to us, and in all documents and certificates signed, that all has been cleared in your favor before now. But the only problem holding it back is because the correspondence, capitalized for no reason, offshore bank, World Bank of Switzerland.
Oh, now.
Online consultant, capitalized for no reason, that helped in registering the notarization, capitalized for no reason, of the encrypted, capitalized for no reason, code, secured for the finalization of your fund entrance into your bank account, has not yet been settled, in which the Federal Reserve Bank of New York has assured us that once you get this issue settled off, that they would release your pending fund to hit your preferred account without any further delay, period.
Oh, my God.
Periods are for pussies. Right.
Right. Hey, you can't help it.
I made it funny.
all that bullshit. No, here, do we get to the bottom line of what they wanted to do?
There's still more.
Oh, my God.
They have a lot to say. We are now involved.
Are you involved?
I am involved in the transaction and has decided to look into your issue, comma. To this regards, we are keeping an eagle eye on every procedures. The Federal Where's Blue Hawk? On the Federal Reserve Bank of New York do and advise that you should proceed in working accordingly with the Federal Reserve Bank of New York on this little issue. It's a little issue. It's $15 million.
I know. $50 million. I'd like to have that little issue. Thank you.
Really.
Little issue, as they have said, it is all that it is. The only way forward prior to you getting your fund successfully, I oblige you to abide to the bank instruction and then allow the bank to get their job done in good conduct, period. Should in any way you need any further information in regards to this notification, capitalized for no reason, comma, feel free to get back to us so that we can brief you more, as we are here to guide you during and after this project has been completely perfected and capitalized for no reason, and you've received your contract and inheritance fund as stated. Thank you very much for your cooperation in advance, as we earnestly await your urgent response to this matter. Regards, Jeffrey S. Shank, Director, Interpol, Washington.
As we urgently wait your urgent response so we can urgently take care of it.
You better urgently get to this.
Interpol and Washington mission statement. The mission of Interpol Washington, the United States National Central Bureau, is to advance the law enforcement interests in the United States as the official representative of the International Crime Police Organization, Interpol, to share criminal justice, humanitarian, and public safety information between our nation's laws, enforcement community, and its foreign counterparts, and to facilitate transnational, investigative efforts that enhance the safety and security of our nation. Learn more. Mr. Davin!
Oh, there we go. That's
eight?
Nine.
Nine.
This is the mail I got. I did forward it to you. I respond, scam, ignore it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, does she know?
I don't know what she knows.
That's been a theme for quite a while.
I guess that's a good place to stop.
Yeah.
Why, you want to go a little bit more?
No, that's good. That's good.
So, she's still getting these scammer emails.
But, I mean, this one is intensely insufferable. It's just legal mumbo jumbo.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lockjaw.
That's the perplexer.
Yeah, I know. But they haven't even gotten to what do they want her to do to solve this problem with the Swiss bank. Like, I'm waiting for that, though.
I mean, I do have the response. There is more to this particular one. Let me just get through this.
All right.
And then we'll stop for the night.
Okay.
May 31st, 2016. Subject, are you there? Urgent.
To you or her? To you.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, 10.
OMG.
What?
You didn't have that in your little list, did you?
No, never.
U.S. Interpol really replied to me. Do I need to forward it to you? Hi, Mr. Davin.
Oh, 11.
This is the mail this time. And it's again, but now this one's from us.interpol.usa1@gmail.com.
Gmail.
Yes.
God, these assholes.
Let's see here. And they got letterhead this time.
Jesus. Oh. What? Turn back. Okay. Turn back crime.
If I could turn back crime. Na, na,
na, na. If I could find a way.
Ann Jackson's dressed in that suit.
With the
ass hanging out, that flabby Ann Jackson ass.
She's straddling.
Let me know what her ass looks like.
I'm assuming. But
she's straddling a cannon.
It makes it a bit funny and stupid. Go with it. Right. It comes down the stairs and all the scammers are there. You know, to get Melvin Santos and all
Brown
the other
Cotton,
guys.
Brown James Cotton, Miller.
And her very proud little preteen son is standing there crying because mommy's a whore.
Oh, Jennifer comes and gives her a hug. Mommy!
Yep. He lifts her up in the air, then pick up
pocket. You can see tire treads on her half of her face.
Well, oh. Yeah.
Jennifer, because she gets hit by a truck.
If I could fall. Anyway. So, attention, Ann Jackson. They don't even use her fucking name.
No.
Date, May 28, 2016. I got your email. Before I proceed with you, I want you to know that you have been chosen among the listed 5 beneficiaries to receive the fund valued U.S. $15 million on the ongoing reward program to the United States of America on the Scam Victim Compensation Program.
Ooh, let me get Delaware.
Okay. This program is carried out to help those who have lost their money in the hands of scammers and regain back all what they have lost and to make their life better again, and that is what the United States Government of Treasury in an open press conference meeting approved and certified that the U.S. Interpol, through our intelligence surveillance unit, on us the right to contact the chosen beneficiaries to come claim this reward, and that is why you are being contacted for this fund claim. Again, she's from Japan.
Yeah, why? Yeah. What does any of this have to do with her? While they were going on and on about how the New York bank is going to help her. It's like, why?
As a result of this, I, Jeffrey S. Schenck, is contacting you to know that you have the full right and privilege to claim this fund, as all document relating to this fund will be approved and signed and into your name as the sole winner to the fund reward as approved by the United States Government of Treasury. Again, this fund has been approved by the U.S. Treasury and deposited with the Federal Reserve Bank of New York as the only approved bank to remit this reward to all the list of beneficiaries account with immediate effect, and that is why I am calling on you to come for your claim fund. All you need to do is to communicate and cooperate with me to ensure that I guide you through to the end and you receiving your reward, which you've been called upon. This is setting them up for another reload scam.
Yep.
Because I anticipate there's going to be fees.
Yeah. Oh, there will be fees.
There will be fees. No, this reward is 100% legitimate. Well, you know.
Well, you know what? If they say so, then it is.
And also free from money laundering.
So there aren't ever going to be any folded up singles in the jeans?
No.
In the dryer?
As is approved for those who have good intentions and not for those who want to use this reward for terrorist activities, and is the reason why the United States government approved that it is our investigation department to handle and access all beneficiaries who have come for this claim. I will advise you to know that it is of your own interest to quite... If you have any bad intention when you receive this reward, because this department will not have any reason to spare you, as you will serve the rest of your years behind bars. That's kind of a threat. We're going to give you some money, but a threat.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, if you intend to use this for terrorists, you're out of here.
Yeah, tell us now.
Yeah, tell us. Yeah.
I will await your swift response and your attentions over this reward as to guide you on how to contact the bank for the funds claim. Regards, Jeffrey S. Shank. And he's got a very serious look on his face. He's not fucking around.
Oh,
that's a guy who has been heating and molding the end of his toothbrush for a long time. Mr. Shank. That's how you make a shank in prison.
Oh.
What? Am I the only one who watches television? And spent some time in the pokey?
You know, sometimes Pip needs one of us to be Pip. You know, to laugh at like shit that's not funny, just to help get her out of it.
Yeah, right? Could you step up?
But we didn't, and you laughed at your own self. So.
I do.
You're like, fuck it, I'll pay myself. You two fucking lugs, I'll do this myself.
I entertain myself.
Clearly.
Wait, so... Did you notice that they... Not that they haven't used a lot of ridiculous language, but they keep referring to it as a reward. Like, she's winning the lottery.
I didn't pick that up.
Yeah, it's like, it's not a fucking reward. This is my money back.
Well, it's not.
It's like, if it was a legal award, that's different. But she keeps saying reward. Let me see how scary this dude
is.
Show
and tell. What's wrong with you two?
Shut up. It looks like clip art.
It is. But also, Mr. Shank... Oh, it's the shank of the
guy
evening.
In a suit. Guy's probably running for council in
God,
you know,
something is
Iowa
stuffed up
like
this
that.
Guy's butt.
Oh, yeah, because he's serious. He runs Interpol.
He's very serious.
I took that nicely. I was in the lummox that dropped out on the computer.
No, you're a different type of lummox.
I dropped all of Davin's notes all over the laptop. And he looked at me like he wanted to kill me with
he
my own
He looks at you
shank.
Like that every fucking day.
I know.
If looks could kill.
Heat and mold your own toothbrush end.
That's nice when Pip's out on the ledge, just entertaining herself. All right, stop. It's getting late. We don't need you wet in the place. Fucking control yourself.
Too late.
Oh, shit. Don't do it on the couch. Yeah. Fucking kill you. Oh. Fucking kill you.
You're paying for a Stanley steamer. You see the couch. You know, you see the dog run off of it, the cat jump off of it, Pip get up. This couch has been through a lot. It needs Stanley steamer.
Well, boy, howdy.
So she wrote back to them, I got your mail, and I really want to know if this is a scam again, because that's what they'll tell you.
That's exactly how they'd answer.
I'm waiting for your reply. I hate scams. Well, since you hate him, all right. Oh. We're kind of fucking around with you. You got us. All shucks.
All
shucks. We were going to take some money from you. But since you hate him.
Yeah, we don't want to displease you.
The last thing we want to do is displease you. I do not want to show my real name. Again, the fact that nobody's using your real name, that should be the fucking clue.
Yeah, it's like if they're using your pseudonym, they don't know who you are and they don't have anything for you.
So I respond, scam, spam, delete it, and ignore it. I'm not like fucking entertaining her nonsense anymore.
No flowery language, no long explanations. Just don't stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that's where we'll stop for tonight.
But she doesn't. The fact that she answered this mail after how many times have you told her? Will you please look at the extension on the email? Will you please look and see if that seems legitimate at all?
She doesn't.
If the government is writing to you from AOL, don't you think it's a problem?
She don't get it.
Oh.
She's still, after all these years.
She does not get it. Well, we had a banner day with Mr. Davin with 11 Mr. Davins.
Wow.
Nobody guessed that. I know. And there was not one James H. Miller or Mafias to be had. Wah, wah.
So I guess the gist of that is she can't still determine a fucking scam.
She really has no clue. She cannot. I mean, and I understand. We've talked many times about the fact that English is her second language, so she can't determine some things that it's understandable that some nuances will get past her. But
no, it's basic stuff here.
But this is like just basic.
The fact that they're not using her name.
They're not using her name. They're using Gmail and Hotmail accounts, and they're talking a whole lot of nonsense with the really foreign looking. Just let's throw a capital in there for no reason.
There's a lot of that. It was like a presidential tweet.
Yeah, what? Was it?
Is President Trump? Well, yes, he is, but anyway.
Is he involved in this?
This is what I'm doing, I'm raising money for the election. Going to beat Hillary.
Well, Joe's girl says she sees the dollar signs they write to her and it throws her off. Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's greed.
It's like men with breasts.
That throws me off.
Okay. So we'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued... Oh, what's the totals? Oh, you gave it to him. Never mind. We'd like to thank Russ Ferdico for his continued sponsor. Did anybody win?
No.
All losers.
Losers. Every last one.
For his for his sponsorship of the show. Thank you, Sensei Russ.
Thank you, Sensei Russ.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch. In addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by side-splitting productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, what we got cooking?
October 25th, coming up, I will be your headliner.
Going to be a great show. Experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more, call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
Barnyard Lane Sign Company is excited to be part of the Davin's Den crew. They can't wait for Joe, Davin, and Pip, that's me, and all of you to join them out for a crazy fun paint and sip night. Who's in? Create custom wood signs with totally custom sayings. Never an upcharge or a cover charge. Come with your group to one of their three locations in Farmingdale, New York, including Starkey Brothers Garden Center, KGI Design Group, and the Nutty Irishman. Celebrate a birthday, host a shower, or just get out with the girls and some wine. Their evenings are super fun, and their staff is uber friendly, and everyone leaves with a fantastic piece of custom art they created. Right now they have a full line of fall and Halloween signs. They always have shower and wedding signs. And of course, don't forget that the holidays are coming up and you can make gifts for family and friends. You can order a sign online for them to make, or for the full effect, join them for a workshop. Check upcoming dates and register today at barnyardlanesignco.com or call 516-420-0013.
KGI Design would like to say hello to all the listeners at Davin's Den. KGI Design would like to say hello to all the listeners of Davin's Den. At KGI, they start all new relationships in life and in business by saying hello. Their company, KGI Design Group, a certified New York State woman-owned design and marketing firm located in Farmingdale, New York, will make that happen for you. Their currently all-female professional crew at KGI will enhance your brand to reach your customers by crafting a voice that stands out amid the noise. What's your company persona? Bold, provocative, daring, conservative, classy, down-to-earth? Your message will be clear, recognizable, and consistent with KGI. Their 25 years of expertise in strategy and design development for print, digital, and web will make sure all the bits within your marketing come together. Give them a call today, 516-420-0013, to help you say hello to your ideal customers. Find them on the web at kgidesigngroup.com. Follow and like them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Add the hashtag /sayhello and /backslash Davin's Den to receive a special surprise. They also want to say, look, we're in October already. The year's almost over. Were you supposed to get that PowerPoint presentation developed, the trade show booth designed, the sales brochure completed? Relax. KGI Design Group is here to keep you cool. They handle your design and marketing needs and will keep you in front of your clients with an email marketing, social media campaign strategy that will make your branding cohesive. Visit them, kgidesigngroup.com. Mention Davin's Den for a free one-hour marketing consultation.
Side-splitting productions, all your comedic needs. Got the holidays coming up. You're going to want a comic. Go to davincomedy.com, email me, or give us a call, 551-404-3094.
Please listen. I can't talk either, Joe. Please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. Check out the Richter Observatory. It's a great classic rock music program that you'll enjoy. That's the Richter Observatory on HudsonRiverRadio.com.
I will be at Brokerage Comedy Club this Thursday. Go to brokeragecomedy.com and check that out. Fragile Sky. We're going to be playing at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch, New Jersey for their Halloween party with Don Jameson from That Jameson Show. Go to brightonbar.com. We're going on around 9. We'd also like to thank WMGM Radio and April for pushing the band last night on their show.
Push you off a ledge the way you promote them.
I promoted. I'm just going with the materials I was given.
You can't even read the letters.
WMGM.
Those were letters?
WMGM.
They were in there somewhere.
In their radio. WMGM.
It's like word salad. You find try to find the cucumber. That's what
it is. Look, I've been going since 5:30 this morning. Didn't stop once. I need a drink of water. Leave me alone.
You should be all warmed up then. I don't see the problem.
Yeah, very funny. Okay, so yeah, so that's where we're going to be. Brokerage this Thursday, and I'll be behind the keyboards with Fragile Sky at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch, New Jersey.
Saturday, October 19th, I'll be in Wayne, New Jersey, doing a fundraiser for the Wayne Boys and Girls Club. For tickets, call Penny La Covera at 973-956-0033, 973-956-0033. Will be a good show. And this, I'm actually going to promote a show for next week, too, to my Jersey people. I got a show going up in New York that I was going to be at. But if anybody's been to Catch a Rising Star, and Adam's chiming, he promoted it because she has huge jugs. And that will get a conversation on the way home for Joe.
Well, she does.
It's bad enough when you do it, but when Adam fucking chimes in.
Oh, man.
The guy on the payroll.
Is that what he wrote?
Yeah, I didn't write it. He wrote it. He's texting me now.
All right, wait till WMG.
And it costs him, he's up in Canada, yeah. So it costs him money to text. He's not even fucking throwing you under the bus for free. He's paying for the privilege.
Great.
I like that. So anyway, next Thursday, if you've ever been to Catch a Rising Star in Princeton, the manager of the place is a gentleman called Mike Tomasino. He's a great guy. He's great to the audience. He's great to the comics. We all love him. Unfortunately, he's gotten very ill, and he's in a coma.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So a bunch of us are doing a show. All the proceeds go to Mike and his family. None of us are getting paid on the show. So all the money that you pay for a cover next Thursday at 7:30, Catch a Rising Star in Princeton goes to Mike. It's going to be a great show. Besides myself, a friend on the show and guest, Kevin Israel. Kevin will be on the show. Mike Schwartz, who I don't know, but I'm sure is very funny. Ryan Mayer, who I'm going to be working with on Friday and Saturday of next week, very funny. Gerald Benford, very funny. And Reverend Bob Levy.
Oh, he was cool.
Wow.
So it's going to be a great show. And, it'd be great if they put a fucking phone number on this thing. But they didn't. So you just go to CatchARisingStar.com. It's 7:30, Thursday, October 24th. Like I said, I'm going to be it's going to be a tremendous show. Hope you guys can check it out. We are going to do our the afterbirth. We're going to do the afterbirth show. Sounds like she's taking a dump.
I know.
I'm having the afterbirth
little
roughage. Come out.
Show's been a little roughage.
I'm pushing it out.
I'm going to do the afterbirth show on Facebook Live. So you go to Davin's Den Facebook Live. If you're not listening live, this show's going to be up there. So just go to the Davin's Den Facebook page. If you haven't liked us, like us. It's going to be fun. We're going to be talking about how your social media, and particularly Instagram, can really affect your job application and how it really screwed up this one woman. It's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
It's an interesting story, so check that out. We're going to do that, in about 5 minutes from now. But until then, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
And we want to thank Uche Okore for coming on. Great information.
Yeah, he was great.
Either way, keep on.